This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for June 2021. How does classical music play a part of Tom Lehrer's life as a mathematician, professor, songwriter, satirist, and musician, and what musical instruments does he play? Tom Lehrer was born on April 9, 1928 in New York City to Moses and Anna Lehrer. He began studying the piano at 7 years of age and would later sing the lyrics to the music he wrote. He called his childhood idyllic. In several interviews, quote, he skipped grades, studied math and piano, and played with logic puzzles and immersed himself in pop culture. He bought 1 to 2 78 records per week and favored the popular comedy show Vic and Shawd on the radio. He grew up on the Broadway of Danny Kaye and Cole Porter and spent summers in Maine at Camp Androscoggin. When he was 14, his parents divorced. He was a prodigy, quote, who raced through Horace Mann High School in the Bronx and graduated from Loomis Chaffee, a Connecticut prep school, in 1943. It was at Loomis that he wrote his dissertation on education, the poem he used to apply to college, end quote. He was 15 years old when he began in Harvard's freshman class. Quote, there among the elite young men of his generation, he stood out for his wit and brilliance. He had a stand-up piano. He and his friends reserved the evenings and weekends for pranks, insult comedy, Lehrer just showing off. He once played a Rachmaninoff concerto with the left hand in one key and the right a half key lower. In 1945, quote, he earned his first measure of campus fame with his Fight Fiercely Harvard song that he wrote questioning the toughness of the genteel school's football team. Tom Lehrer earned in 1946 his Bachelor of Arts in Mathematics from Harvard University, magna cum laude. At 18, in 1946, he entered graduate school at Harvard. Quote, he found himself at the center of a group of friends who called themselves the Graduate Gang. One of the members, Philip Warren Anderson, went on to win a Nobel Prize in Physics. Lewis Branscombe served as the chief scientist of IBM, and Robinson was an executive director of the Carnegie Corporation. Robinson said, Tom was the intellectual leader in the sense that he was the funniest and he would come up with the cutter problems. Tom earned his AM degree in Harvard in 1947 and was inducted into Phi Beta Kappa. He then joined Harvard's doctoral program. He staged The Physical Review in January 1951. It was, quote, a musical drama of 21 songs he had written and refined throughout his time at Harvard. The show was performed in room 250 at Jefferson Laboratory for the introductory physics classes Branscombe taught, and recorded using wire technology by Norman Ramsey, a young physics professor who would also go on to win the Nobel Prize. Lehrer and his friends were invited to perform the Freshman Smoker, according to Robinson, a big-time event that was described in 1949 issue of the Harvard Crimson. In 1953, he made a recording of the songs he had written at Harvard, titled Songs by Tom Lehrer. In one session, he recorded them at Trans Radio Studios in Boston. Quote, he asked Robinson for advice on how many copies to print. Robinson suggested he print 300. Lehrer paused and said, I'm going to get 400. Quote, a couple of days later, Robinson would receive a telegram. The message was brief. They're all sold. In the U.S. Army from 1955 to 1957, he worked, quote, at the National Security Agency, achieving the rank of Specialist Third Class. He returned in 1960 to Harvard to work on his Ph.D. full-time. In 1962, he began teaching mathematics at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Harvard, and Wesley. During the 1970s, quote, he contributed songs to the children's show called The Electric Company, which aired on PBS. This show helped early elementary students learn to read. Quote, in 1972, Lehrer joined the faculty of the University of California, Santa Cruz. In 19, teaching an introductory course entitled The Nature of Mathematics to Liberal Arts Majors. He taught his last mathematics class in 2001 on the topic of infinity and retired from academia. He remained in the area. Tom Lehrer is a mathematics professor, songwriter, satirist, and lifelong musician. He left a lasting legacy of teaching math and musical theater for 40 years to his students. He shared, quote, his humor and wit through music. On October 21st, 2020, Tom Lehrer, 92, put everything he wrote into the public domain. This is his gift for all of us to enjoy.